Welcome to Truth Matters Church, contending for the faith one verse at a time. If you're blessed by this message today, please be sure to subscribe to this podcast and consider sharing it with a friend. I'm Associate Pastor Jeremy Priest with this week's devotional. One of the things I love most about the Apostle Paul's writings is how he habitually emphasized the will and the sovereignty of the Lord. To me, this is an outward sign of a Christian with a healthy, thriving faith, complete and utter submission of oneself to the will of our perfectly righteous and just Creator, even in circumstances when it makes absolutely no sense. As Paul continued his letter to the church in Ephesus, he opened chapter 3 with this: "For this reason I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles." Of course, in the original letter, there are not chapter and verse breaks, so we need to go back a couple of sentences to get context on what this reason is. And we find that summarized in Ephesians 2, verses 19 to 22, where Paul states that both Jews and Gentiles who have a saving faith in Christ are being built together into a dwelling place of the Holy Spirit through the work of God and the gospel being preached by the apostles and prophets. And as Paul repeatedly asserted his apostleship throughout Scripture, we know that he received a divine calling to preach to the Gentiles. Scripture confirms this in Acts chapter 9. Paul penned this letter right around 60 AD, about the time that he wrote to the Colossians and Philemon. And at that time, Paul was in prison in Rome. Because Paul's irresistible calling was to take the gospel to the Gentiles, we can now see why he said it was for the sake of the Gentiles that he was a prisoner of Christ Jesus. See also Colossians 1 verse 1 and 24 through 29, and 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 8 and 11 and 12. As noted in our verse today, Paul knew exactly why he was in prison and who he was a prisoner of: Christ. He didn't blame the Romans or the Orthodox Jewish leaders for his circumstances. Instead, he acquiesced to the situation, knowing that God was in charge and that ultimately his fate rested in the Lord's hands. Paul used similar stark language in other letters, often referring to himself in the Greek as a doulos, or a slave of Christ. See Romans 1 verse 1, Galatians chapter 1 verse 10, Philippians chapter 1 verse 1, and Titus chapter 1 verse 1. Paul completely understood his place on this earth, to do the will of God who called him, no matter what opposition he faced. Had Paul rejected his calling and remained a pompous, self-righteous Pharisee, he would have no doubt lived a much easier life and likely never seen the inside of a Roman prison. But he would have not been doing the will of God. So instead, Paul obeyed his calling and completely submitted to the Lord, even though it was very difficult at times. There is so much we can learn from this great apostle, and one of the most important things is that God is truly sovereign. If God were not sovereign, then he would not be God, because that means something, anything would be out of his control. But there isn't. Not a single thing. So we must understand that, and we need to be okay with that. No matter what we are going through in this moment or the next, we can take a valuable lesson from Paul in recognizing that God has us right here or there for a very specific purpose, if indeed we are submissive to his will. In the case of Ephesians 3 verse 1, we learn that Paul was in prison for the sake of the Gentiles. He surrendered to that, and the gospel he preached came to you and me through his suffering. If we too are faced with prison, either real or figurative, instead of fighting, kicking, and screaming, we need to ask God for clarity, understanding, and peace. We may never see the whole picture, but this is where faith comes in. And that faith in action is saying, under any circumstance we encounter, Lord, I trust you. Use this situation for your glory. Thank you so much for listening today. If you haven't already, please make sure to subscribe to this podcast or mark us as a favorite. And for additional resources, please visit us online at truthmatterschurch.org. Have a blessed day.